Kevin Casey. I'm the singer, lead singer for Rubber Side Down. How long have you guys been together?
We've been together, our first show was January 2001, so, and we were together about 6 weeks before that, so we've been together a little more than a year.
Who came up with it? How did you guys come up with the name for the band, Rubber Side Down?
I came up with a name, and it was a reject from my last band. And I quit my last band kind of abruptly, and got this new band together, and we had shows already, so I had to come up with a name really fast for an upcoming show. So I just chose that name, and it sort of stuck.
Cool. Were all the guys who are currently in the band in it when it started?
No, the drummer, Paul, joined us July of last year, so, or maybe June, so we, otherwise we've all been the same guys. I recruited them all just through, like, ads and stuff. I didn't know them at all when I
really
auditioned people and kind of chose them carefully, actually.
All right. What are the best things that you like about doing shows like this?
Well, I like the crowd. I mean, I like everything about it. I have fun playing and talk to people and have people like our music and, you know, buy a CD and all that stuff.
And what are some of the worst things about it?
The only bad thing about being in a band like this is loading your equipment out at 3 in the morning.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's all good.
Okay, who writes your songs?
I'm the main songwriter. I have my hands in everything, but we're starting to write more as a band. I mean, there's definitely some collaboration on some of the songs.
Okay. Let's see. Got another question here. How did you guys meet each other? I guess you kind of said that you put out some ads.
Yeah, I put out some ads, and I just auditioned people, and the first guy I found was Tony, the guitar player, and he just blew my mind playing in my living room on an acoustic guitar, and I just loved the way he played, and so he's the first guy, and then the old drummer we had, I found him, and Mike, the bass player, was the last guy we found.
Really?
We went to record our first record, which is now not available for purchase because it doesn't really sound like us anymore. But Mike did that first record on two rehearsals, so we were on a real fast track from the time we started.
Cool. Where do you see yourself in the band in 5 years?
Well, we're trying pretty hard right now to get a record deal, so we're definitely doing that whole thing. We're ready to showcase, and we did this new record with a really good producer, with a great engineer and a great studio. We went all out, and we're shopping that around right now. It's about half a record, and our producer's ready to keep working with us, and so we're trying to find someone who will pay for it.
Who are some of your musical influences as band?
Well, it's funny. Tony and Mike and I all kind of have the same influences. We're all pretty much like we grew up on the 70s kind of rock thing, the Stones and Zeppelin, and then newer stuff like maybe Tom Petty and. And the funny thing is I have people tell me all the time we sound like the Replacements, which we definitely have that thing going on, which is kind of weird because I never really listened to them until about 20 people told me I sounded like them. So then I started listening to them, and I started liking them. But I'd say it's like the 70s kind of thing going on.
Okay. If you're stuck on a deserted island with a solar-powered CD player, what 3 CDs would you have, or what would you want to have with you?
My favorite ones right now, at this moment, well, yeah, that's a hard question because there's some real classics that I would have, like the, I'm a big Stones fan, so like Sticky Fingers or something like that, you know, but right now I'm listening to, I like Incubus, and I like Jimmy Eat World.
Okay.
And what else am I listening to? That's about it. I try not to listen to too much real current stuff because you're too much in danger of of trying to sound too much like them.
Yeah.
So I don't actually listen to a lot of stuff that's like ours.
Okay. Thank you for this interview. And is there anything you want to add? Anybody you want to thank or anything?
Yeah. Well, I'd love to thank Jocelyn Kane, who's our booking agent, who just has done so much for us, and our producer Bill Cutler, who's just an awesome guy. And we're visit our website www.rubbersidedowntheband.com.
Right.
And you can find out about our upcoming shows, and you know, hopefully you'll hear us on the radio in the next year or so. That's really our goal. We're going big time for the record label. And
all right, thanks a lot.
All right.